Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, today you're playing for a $25 gift card to Glenn Macnow's Conshohocken Brewing Company. Look for their Type A IPA and Ring the Bell Pilsner at your local retailer or any Conchi Brewing location. Playing today is... So we just lost them, Jack. Not there. All right,
what?
Call next caller that calls in at 215-988-1258. Must have dropped off.
That was the first?
Yeah, I just looked up. 215-988-1258. We'll play Stump the Millennial. Jack Fritz is the millennial. So we will see. In the meantime, let's tell you about our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, 25,000 square foot showroom. Amazing place. Mark's-Jewelers.com. If you're getting engaged, that is the place to go. As we wait for someone to call in here, we are on a delay. So call right now, 215-988-1258. I just want to check in on the poll of whether Ike Reese is a random Eagle. I still can't believe that Jack put that out there. People are angry. Angry.
I'm glad he put it out there.
Yeah. 68% say no, of course you're not.
Thank you. Thank you, people. Yeah. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Should be a lot more than 68%. And by the way, that's 3,500 votes in just like an hour.
Yes.
So that's almost John Middleton enough enough votes to actually validate it. It's like an election. All right, John from Manayunk's playing Stump the Millennial. John, oh my God. Jack.
We lost him
too? No, he just flips him to the top. John.
Hi.
Hey, John.
What's up, John?
How you doing, buddy?
How are you guys?
Good. So here's how we play the game. We're going to ask the millennial, who's Jack Fritz, a question. We'll give him a second or two to think it over. You're going to decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. If you get it right, you win the $25 gift card. Make sense?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
All right, John, hang on a second. All right, Fritz. I don't think he's going to get this one. I do not think he's going to get this one, Ike. All right. On this date in 1994, Pulp Fiction was released. According to Rolling Stone, this was the fifth best movie of the decade. Rolling Stone ranked this movie number one. It's a Martin Scorsese film starring Robert De Niro. What's the movie? Think it over for a second. John and Manayunk. John, do you think Jack Fritz gets it correct, or do we stump the millennial?
I think he'll get it.
You do?
I'm going to go with get it.
All right.
Yeah, I think he'll get it too.
All right. I don't. All right, Fritz. I didn't.
So hold on. So it's a De Niro movie from the 90s.
De Niro movie from the 90s. It's a Martin Scorsese film. It is the number one ranked movie of the decade, according to Rolling Stone. And I would agree that it's for me it would be one of the top, if not number one. I'd have to deliberate, but it's one of my favorite movies.
De Niro movie number one. I'm trying to think about what it is.
I would give him more hints, but I don't know if that's going to help. I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more. Released in 1990.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
I know. All right. All right, Jack, do you even have an answer for us?
Yeah, Meet the Parents.
Is it Meet the Parents? John from Manayunk, you lose.
Yeah.
Did you know the answer?
No, I don't know.
All right. Yeah. All right, John, thanks.
90s De Niro movie.
Is the best from the decade?
Martin Scorsese. I'm going to know as soon as you
Pesci?
Say it. Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was an 80s movie.
1990.
Goodfellas, 1990?
Yep, Goodfellas.
See, I was thinking Goodfellas was in the 80s. It was late 80s. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what I thought of, Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. When you said 90s, I'm like, ah, what
yeah.
The 90s, was it?
Yeah. All right. Before we get out of here, we'll give you the we'll give that gift card away on the contest line. Okay, coming up next segment. So there you go. Let's go to Bruce, Northeast Philly. Bruce, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Bruce. Thank you.
What's up, Bruce?
First off, people saying Ike Reese was underrated or whatever he was. I have an argument with my cousin all the time about Ike Reese. Ike, would you run your 40, like a 4.55 or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You played in the wrong decade. You were good enough to play in that decade, but if you played linebacker in this decade, you wouldn't be an all-star, but you definitely had altered it. You had good hands, good feet. You had the speed to play linebacker this age.
Ike agrees.
I do agree. I came along 20 years too damn late.
I argument with my cousin all the time. It's like, Ike Reese was just a special teamer. I'm like, do you understand those special teamers were the speed linebackers? Mm-hmm. That's what you need today. You need guys with good hands, good feet. Ike would have been an alternate all-star.
Right, like today, if you can't cover, then you don't really have a need out there.
Yep. He was one of the fastest linebackers I've ever seen. Whenever it was a punt, I was like, damn, it's Ike Reese again.
That's my tackle. I'm going to get that.
Every time. So people shit on you, of course, because you were back. But that was a different time. You got to think of this random Eagle. LeVon Kirkland was a middle. He was a 300-pound middle linebacker for us at one time. Remember that?
We were backwards, yeah. We had a D-tackle playing middle linebacker.
Yep. Let's go to John in Westchester. John, go ahead. How are you?
You got indignant.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Justin in town.
How you doing, feller?
What's up there, fellas?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
There you go. That sound better right there, John. That was a good one.
I could do it. I wasn't prepared. But I got to tell you guys who I think the new D coordinator should be. He just got fired in Atlanta. The head coach down there should be the new D coordinator.
Oh, Dan Quinn.
Yeah, bring a little Legion of Boom there.
Listen, hey, I'd be okay with, I think what Eagles fans are looking for, I don't know what the organization is looking for, but Eagles fans are looking for more of an aggressive style defense, for sure.
Yeah, and I don't think Atlanta was aggressive.
No.
Maybe in his new life he would be.
I hope so. Who's your random Eagle?
I got two random Eagles for you. I got the kicking mule that Buddy brought in, and then I'm going to go old school on you from the 1972 Olympics, sprinter John Carlos. He was one of the guys on the stand with the black power fist. He played on the Eagles.
Have I ever heard that story before?
I don't know, man, but you just heard it now.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have to.
Thank you, John.
I didn't know about that, so I don't know if that's factual. John Carlos, yes. Let's check him out.
Yeah, we had some of the older some older listeners that gave some names where I was like, yeah, I've never even heard of that. So I guess
Well, that's why he's random.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But if you played in the 70s, there's the likelihood is I don't know about a random player. Like, I know all these 80s and 90s guys because that's what I was doing. Yeah, I can't tell you that I've heard that before.
I'm going to check that out. I'm checking that out right now.
Check it out. 215-592-9494. We have time for phone calls on the other side, as well as the Marks and Reese text line. And next segment, we give you a chance to win that $25 gift card on the contest line. So you have to stay tuned for that. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But hey, listen, if you're in the market for a new car, but you don't want to go to the dealership, right? Who wants to go to a dealership right now? Keep it safe and easy with Get a Car. They were built for times like these. So check it out. You shop online. They have the largest selection at the lowest price. Scroll through, and they have an amazing selection. I was just on there yesterday. Scroll through, see what you like. If you like a car, they will bring the car to your house, to your neighborhood to test drive. You test drive in your neighborhood. If you like the car, keep it. If you don't, say, no, I'm not interested. Thank you. Take it away. And check this out. They offer a full refund within 7 days. So if you do like a car and you keep it, you still have a full 7 days to return it. And Get a Car was built for times like these, right? And right now they're offering $250. Just use promo code WIP. $250 off the car. Use promo code WIP. It's Get It with two T's, spelled GETTACAR.com. Get a Car at Vehicle Sanitation. They bring it to you completely sanitized. It's contactless delivery. They drop the car. You don't have to deal with anybody. Test drive it in your neighborhood. If you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, tell them to take it away. It's GetACar.com.
He's a 4.58 guy. I mean, you know, that says, all right, 6th round, 7th round, or free agency right there. But he doesn't play like that. And that's a lot like Alshon. Like, Alshon has never been a speed guy, but he knows how to use his body. He's a big body, and that's what this guy is. And I think your take is what I see. I see a younger, more athletic, healthier Alshon out there. That's what he reminds me of.
That was Baldy earlier in the show talking about Travis Fulgham, and Baldy and the Insider Calls are brought to you by Indeed. Find the high-impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high-impact.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the text line in a second. But
it doesn't make you feel good when you say he reminds me of Alshon.
Yeah, people laugh. People are like, man, I don't want Alshon. I got Alshon. But
you got to think of a young Alshon.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you take a young out. I mean, listen, first couple years in the league, Alshon
was yards.
Yeah, it was good, really good player.
Back to back years, yeah.
Yep. That's what Jack remembers. He doesn't remember that was like 10 years ago or 7 years ago. All right, we have the $25 gift card that Jack did not get correct in the something the millennial. So we'll give it away on the contest line right now. Caller number 5, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. You win a $25 gift card to Glenn Macnow's Conshohocken Brewing Company.
Hey.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. We have Joe and Conchi. Joe.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Oh, man. You know what? Speaking of you, I'm trying to remember, were you actually the latter, very latter half of the gangrene game? Or did you come in with Cotite, or was it
No, Ray I came Rhodes? In with Ray Rhodes.
98.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because... I mean, dude.
Oh, you mean there was a defense around here called Gang Green?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Well, let me tell you, if it wasn't for Buddy Ryan, I wouldn't have become an Eagles fan ever again because he just fit this town like a glove and took, you know, a bunch of just great players. It didn't matter where he drafted them. They just were all great.
He had an eye for talent. There's no doubt. If you look at some
especially
of the
defensive talent.
Well, yeah, he had an eye for defensive talent. Although Randall was a second round pick.
Yeah.
But Seth Joyner, late round pick. Clyde Simmons, late round pick.
Only Buddy would draft an All-American punter to be the quarterback.
Right. And it worked, I guess.
And it works.
Reggie White, he had said to Harry Gamble and Norman Braman, like, signing him out of the USFL was like, this is the guy you need to get. And Bill Parcells wanted him, too.
Can you imagine that? Reggie and Lawrence Taylor together?
That wouldn't
Holy
have been
smoke.
That wouldn't have been fair.
Whew.
It wouldn't have been. All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by our friends at the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. It's the text line. Text line.
Thought the first half hour of the show today was the best points the callers have ever made on this show. Mike and Ben Salem.
What?
I don't remember the first half hour of the show. Jack, help us out.
The phones were down.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Mike's trying to be a funny guy.
Sometimes you have to explain these things to make them a little slow.
Hold on, he's taking a shot at the callers.
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, that's all right. What's next?
Leave Mike alone. Just like Vince Papale, he's not a random eagle. You want a random eagle? How about Darnell Autry? Joe and New Hope.
Ah.
Oh, Joe and New Hope. I appreciate that, Joe.
I'm tired of Joe Giglio.
So Darnell Autry was the year that Deuce had the foot injury.
Yes. Yep.
So Chris Warren was in there. Darnell Autry was an actor, right? That wanted to be an actor.
Yes.
But he was a football player, not a very good one.
Yes.
Who else did you have that year as a running back? That's about
it. Yeah, Chris Warren.
Yeah.
Stanley Pritchard.
Stanley Pritchard. Yep.
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 Pritch was a cool dude, but yeah, he was almost like he was like a Keith Byers.
Yeah, he was more of a more of a fullback type. And Chad Lewis was your main receiver because you had Small and Charles Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, Donovan didn't have a lot to work with by the end of that year. What's next?
Johnny Marks. Plenty of room on that left shoulder blade for a little John Hightower love. Just saying. You'd probably be single again after that one, though. Scott from Delco.
Hey, listen. John Hightower. He needs to play, Ike. And he needs to play.
He needs to catch the ball. That's what he needs to do.
He does. Yeah. I agree. And hopefully if they put this week, he catches the ball and makes the decision tough for Doug.
Yep.
What's next?
Thanks for sticking up for me, John. Steve Bartman from a bunker outside of Chicago.
Yeah. You know, I feel bad for what happened to Steve Bartman in the aftermath, but the bottom line is that if you're just looking at what happened, he should have stayed away from the ball. I mean, anybody that's in that situation, whether you're a fan or not, need to recognize where you are. If you're gonna sit first row, you have to stay out of the game.
Hold on, I almost forgot about our size of that argument. I'm the one who stood up for Bartman.
Yeah, I didn't. I think that was typed in sarcasm fun.
Oh, okay.
From the texter. Or not. I don't know. What's next?
I will crush your face. John Ritchie in Villanova.
That's for you, Jack.
So Jack, is John Ritchie a random Eagle?
Yeah, I mean, he played for the Eagles. My main point was he's not like an he's not an Eagle. He's more of a Raider.
It's not right, man.
How many years did he play with the Raiders?
That's my teammate.
He played for like a year and a half.
No, I know
the Raiders.
The Raiders. I mean, I would agree that like he had the longer.
He's more of a Raider
than
he's an Eagle. Yeah,
I agree.
He's not an Eagle. When you think of like an Eagle, he's not an Eagle.
So
that's
he's
for sure.
So just say he's a random Eagle.
Yes, I would say he's more of a random Eagle than like an Eagle.
Okay, well, you're calling Ike a random Eagle. It shouldn't be that hard to call John Ritchie a random Eagle.
My definition of a random Eagle was someone who was random, but also I thought of as an Eagle. Ritchie is just a random
Eagle. So he's not even a random Eagle.
Yeah, sure.
He's just random. All right, what's next?
Who's Ike Reese? Nick Saban in Tuscaloosa.
Shot that was unnecessary, man.
So
it's another shot.
So how many points did Alabama give up this past week? 49? I mean, they scored 60-something.
What'd you say?
How many points did Alabama give up this week? It was in the high 40s,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that was a good game with Ole Miss.
It was a great game. 62-something, right?
Yeah. So Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, and afterwards, they're saying, oh, well, Lane must have known the plays. They were stealing the plays, and then Nick had to come back and say, well, what I was saying was that he was a step ahead of us the whole game. What's Coach Saban like after a poor defensive performance
like that? Yeah, giving up that type of man. I guarantee you those guys were practicing Sunday. I guarantee that. Guarantee, man. Listen, I thought his head was going to pop off his shoulders Saturday
during
night.
The game. Oh, yeah. My God, he was so mad.
Oh, man. And they've been on him about his antics on the sideline.
Well, there was after the one touchdown, I think it was after a touchdown, they pan over to him because they know they're going to get something
right.
Good. And he's screaming at the entire sideline, coaches, players, and the reaction from them is like.
Yeah. Oh, he don't care who it is. Yeah, he'll give it to you. Everybody over there.
Meanwhile, the head coach of the University of Florida, Dan Mullen, after playing in Texas A&M, requested the athletic director and the president of the school, I need 90,000 in the swamp for our game next week.
Yeah.
They postponed the game just a couple days later because they had an outbreak of COVID.
Yeah, good job, coach.
See, you get caught up. You
exactly.
Get caught up in SEC football.
Exactly. You're in that post game, and you're like, his point was, they're in College Station taking on Texas A&M. And he sees all these fans. I was watching the game, too, and I was like, man.
Yeah, it was weird.
I forgot they're in Texas. I guess there is no restriction on how many people can be at this game, which there obviously is. But his point was, he's like, hey, man.
I need that at home.
Yeah, I'm looking around. I need this in the swamp.
Yep.
And then you get 19 of his players test positive, and they got to cancel the game.
Yep. Yep. Mm. Yeah. I mean, you could see how that happened, right? How there was an outbreak, maybe not taking it as serious as they should, starting with the head coach. Let's go to Bridgeport and talk to EDK. EDK, hello. EDK, hello. Man, I was
what that means.
Looking, that's why I wanted to go to him. John in Mullica Hill. Johnny, how are you?
I'm good, guys. I'm good. First of all, you guys have to either put your millennial outside without a mask on or something. How did you not know what Goodfellas Goodfellas. I mean, that's terrible. I was born in 70, but I've seen The Godfather several times.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point of the game is millennials don't have any respect for anything that came before their time, right? So we proved
terrible.
To him to be a true millennial.
Mm-hmm. Terrible. Anyway, so I was going to say my random Eagle was Mike Mamula.
Yeah.
I don't call Moo Moo a random Eagle, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, people still don't understand fully what we're talking about. Mamula actually, for all the crap he gets because they traded up to get him, and I get it, he was a pretty good player.
Yes.
Oh, no.
He contributed.
We got some bad Nick Saban news.
What?
He tested positive for COVID.
Are you
Coach
serious?
Saban did?
Yeah, it just came out a second ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope that, I mean, I
no, it's on man. It's on Bleacher Report. Like, he literally tested positive for COVID.
All right.
I'm not lying.
No,
yeah, they just announced it.
Hey, Jack, it's a surprise when someone doesn't test positive.
Yeah, no one should be surprised.
I'm never shocked when you say somebody tested positive.
Well, I know. It just randomly came up that we're just talking about Nick Saban.
Damn, very SEC strange. SEC football, man. Big yep. Ten was right. The Big Ten was right.
Never doubted the Big Ten.
Well,
we're going to be around for the national championship.
This might be your year. Big Ten gets their championship.
And you know that game at College Station. When you were watching the game for half of a second, you forgot.
You forgot.
You forgot because it was business as usual.
Oh my God! SEC it was
football.
So many people there.
The student section was going nuts. I didn't see yes. a mask anywhere. All right. Is Julio coming up next?
Yeah, he's up. He's all waiting right. on me to get out of here,
all
man.
Right,
I'm tired of Joe Julio.
Julio's coming up next. We will be back tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. But have a good night. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.